Number one on my list would be vaginal spotting and bleeding, a very common problem that can occur throughout the pregnancy. Early in the pregnancy, some vaginal spotting or bleeding can be an indication of a miscarriage, but in most cases, it is not. That problem later in the pregnancy can indicate the patient is going into labor. It could be an indication that there's a problem with the placenta. And so those kind of issues need to be addressed.
So when that occurs, that involves a call to your
provider,
not a move to the emergency room.
That's exactly right. The patient's perception of heavy bleeding is much different than the physician's interpretation of heavy bleeding. And so it's important to talk to the provider first and see, is this something I need to be concerned about?
Other signs on the list.
Headaches, unfortunately, are very common in pregnancy and more common in pregnancy. It's part of the vascular changes that occur in pregnancy and also the hormonal events that occur during pregnancy as well. But if you have a persistent headache, a headache that's not relieved with hydration, drinking more fluids, Tylenol, which is perfectly safe to use during pregnancy, and rest, and especially if the patient describes it as the worst headache I've ever experienced in my life, that's a headache that needs to be evaluated.
Other signs?
Pain in one or both legs. Cramping is normal. Leg cramps are very common in pregnancy. But a persistent and severe pain, especially if it's occurring more in one leg than the other, needs to be addressed. Pregnancy is what we call a hypercoagulable state, which means that the patient is more prone to blood clots. In fact, it increases your risk of a blood clot about 7 times above your normal state. That's why we encourage pregnant patients to exercise frequently and stay very active during a pregnancy, because the more sedentary a patient is, the even greater risk of a blood clot.
At the same time, it's easy to see why some of these signs could be easily misdiagnosed or dismissed.
Exactly.
They seem common to people every day.
Pregnancy is a state of aches and pains. If you talk to a lot of patients, they get a little frustrated because they'll talk to the nurse at the physician's office or the physicians themselves. And the response is, it's because you're pregnant. But you just can't ignore these things. For later in the pregnancy, something that people often don't pay attention to is decreased fetal movements. In other words, my baby's not moving as much as it used to. But there is a myth out there that babies' movements decrease as the pregnancy progresses. And in fact, that's not true. Your baby should move throughout the pregnancy. And it should move at 25 weeks as much as it did at 20 weeks, and it shouldn't move as much as 35 weeks as it was moving at 25 weeks.
It's certainly not for a lack of emphasis on the need for prenatal care. That's certainly been in place for God knows how long. So how is it that you're still running into problems of women not knowing to maybe be more aware of signs of what's going on in their bodies and that they need to go to the doctor to check that out?
There's a percentage of the population that has difficulty with transportation, with the funding, the ability to pay for prenatal care, access to prenatal care. And so, therefore, we see a larger portion of the people in lower socioeconomic class not having access to prenatal care. There are public and county clinics available, but not enough to handle the demand. And so as a result, then, the more complications of pregnancy occur in the lower socioeconomic class. Now, that doesn't exclude those that have access to prenatal care. They certainly have their share of problems as well. But simply having the access to prenatal care allows them to receive a higher level of care and avoiding more of those problems and complications that occur later in the pregnancy and compromise the outcome of the pregnancy.
And in terms of this problem of missing signs, do you tend to find this more in women who are pregnant for the first time?
I think it's the opposite, actually. For the first time, moms are just so dedicated to knowing everything, buying every book on the shelf to learn about their pregnancy, reading everything, and tend to overanalyze somewhat. And then the moms that have had 2 or 3 babies.
You get a little too comfortable.
Well,
that
happened in my first pregnancy, and everything was fine. You know, and I know that now that's no big deal. And so I think the older, more experienced are actually more prone to overlook these common signs and symptoms of problems than the younger ones are.